Welcome to Classic Comedy of Old Time Radio. I'm your host, Ron Eckelbarger. I'm pleased to present to you The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope. This is episode number 200, and it originally aired on November 9th, 1943. Here now is Bob Hope and his special guest, Jane Wyman.
For the safety of your smile, use Pepsodent twice a day. See your dentist twice a year. Again this week, the Pepsodent Company presents another in a series of broadcasts to our men in the armed forces throughout the United States. Tonight, for the men of the Army Flexible Gunnery School, the Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob Ariel, Gunnery School Hope, saying use Pepsodent, you gunnery basers, and your teeth will never fly out like tracers. Or, this is Bob, Gunnery School Hope, telling all you sharpshooters to use Pepsodent, and though you get nothing but hits on ranges, you can always get misses on sofas. Well, here I am at Las Vegas, Nevada. Las Vegas, that's a slot machine with a mayor. Yes, sir, this is Las Vegas. Until payday, then it's lose Vegas. There are about 5,000 men here at the gunnery school, and there are also 100 whacks. That's about the same odds you get on those slot machines. Every place you go, they have slot machines. The slot machines, that's Jesse James with cherries. And you know how the slot machines have pictures of oranges, lemons, and plums? Well, they play them so fast here, all it shows is a bowl of fruit salad. And Las Vegas is famous for its easy marriages, and they really get married fast here. Well, I guess they have to marry him fast. If the justice of the peace waited too long, the bridegroom would lose his $2 in the crap game. This camp here is in the desert, and the desert air is so dry, when a private and a superior officer meet, they have to oil each other's elbows before they can salute. And there are a lot of coyotes around here. Coyote, that's a wolf that hasn't been inducted. And these gunners are right on their toes. They've always got some live ammunition, but they'll never introduce you to them. They took me up today and let me work the guns for a while. I wouldn't say my aim was bad, but it was the first time in aviation history anyone ever shot off his own tail. They really fly at high altitudes around here. One crew had to bail out, and they were so high they pulled the ripcord and got a 3-day pass at the same time. My brother's an aerial gunner at the last frontier. That's the hotel here. He's an aerial gunner there. He's the only guy that can shoot a 7 from the chandelier. But you can't escape gambling here in Las Vegas. Just to be careful, I put my money in my shoe, and 10 minutes later, my big toe yelled to my little toe, "You're faded." I played some poker at the 8-ball bar. Of course. Fellow members. Of course, the dealers have no way of knowing what the next card is, but when I picked up my hand, I was holding a 10-jack queen and a blank check. And they pay you off in silver dollars here. That's just to make sure that if any guy puts his winning in his pants, he can't walk out of the joint.
Now,
girls, if you want brighter smiles, here's Wendell Niles.
The
film you feel on your teeth makes teeth look dull. Pepsodent toothpaste with Irium removes that film, uncovers the natural brightness of your smile. You see, Pepsodent, and only Pepsodent, contains Irium. It loosens film and floats it away quickly, easily, safely. And when film is gone, Pepsodent toothpaste brings new brightness to your teeth. No wonder more people than ever before use Pepsodent toothpaste today. No wonder it's number one with the men in the service. Try Pepsodent toothpaste for just 1 week. See if your teeth don't feel cleaner, look brighter. See if it doesn't uncover that natural brilliance of your smile. Get a tube of Pepsodent toothpaste. Remember, Pepsodent, and only Pepsodent, contains Irium.
Dear Miriam, sweet Miriam, now she's using Irium. Up and down the street, all the boys tweet, tweet.
Hello.
Hello.
Stop smile.
Oh. When Wendell Niles said Pepsodent, that's what he meant.
I'd like to introduce a charming young star currently appearing in the Warner Brothers picture, Princess O'Rourke, who made this trip out here from Hollywood with us to see you boys, Miss Jane Wyman. Miss Jane Wyman.
Hello.
Yes, sir, one of the nicest looking Janes I've seen in a long time.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate what you say.
That's all right. I appreciate what I see.
Gee, what a wonderful audience these boys are.
Aren't they wonderful, this audience? 2,000 gunners out there concentrating on the same target. Jane, these are the boys that slapped. That was my line, wasn't it?
Yes.
I was waiting for myself. Look, These are the boys that slapped down the zeros.
Yes, I know. I watched them in action.
At target practice?
No, when you got off the train.
I gotta see a doctor about my jaundice. But you know, you made a nice impression on these gunners, Jane.
Really?
Yeah, most of them got together and voted you the sight they'd like to rest their peepers on.
Oh, the fellas are nice. I was talking to one of the gunners in one of those little ball turrets.
You were talking to one of the gunners in the little ball turrets?
Uh-huh. But a lieutenant came along and made us both get out.
Say, you know, these gunners are real he-men. I'd like to be a gunner on a flying fortress.
Oh, it's tough, Bob. You have to forget fear.
Well, that's for me.
And you have to forget comfort.
That's for me.
And you have to forget women.
That's for them. Say, your husband is Captain Ronald Reagan of the United States Army, isn't he?
That's right, Bob. I just finished knitting him a sweater last week.
No, did it come out all right?
Well, I forgot to put arms in it.
Well, tell me, does he wear it?
Yes, he does, Bob. In fact, now he's the only officer at his post who salutes from the inside.
Well, that's cute. Say, tell me some one thing. How'd you like the bus trip up here, Jane? Did you notice we passed through Reno?
Yes, Reno is the place where most people go when they want to solve their marital problems.
Yeah, that is if they can't get a spot on Mr. Anthony's program.
Well, one thing about...
A little sneaky, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, one thing about Nevada, Bob, you can certainly get married and divorced pretty quick in this state.
Yeah, you get your basic training in Las Vegas, and you go to Reno when you're ready for OCS.
What has Reno got to do with OCS?
Obnoxious couples separated.
But those are two colorful cities, Las Vegas and Reno.
Jane, it's just a stretch of land separated by alimony.
You're right, Bob. You see all types of couples in Reno getting divorces, young and old.
Yeah, let's show the folks. First, the young couple.
Okay, I'll be the wife.
Doesn't leave me much choice, does it? Okay. Okay, stand, Captain, tell you, boy.
I can't go on. I just can't go on. I cannot go on.
You can go now. The lights just changed. And hurry. Go ahead. Get a divorce.
Well, if you feel that way, here's your wedding ring back, and here's your engagement ring.
I don't want them. Turn them into the scrap drive.
I did. They turned them back.
Well, who are you going to name as the other woman?
Our cow. Or whoever it was that taught you to kiss like that.
Well, you told me yourself I make love like a movie star.
Yeah, like Lionel Barrymore. Yeah. This is the end, Robert. You behave like a beast. You insult all my friends.
I insult all your friends?
Of course you do. When the Joneses walked in, you didn't have to say, "Hide the silverware, hide the silverware."
Sure I did. It was theirs, wasn't it?
And Robert. Oh, Robert, what did you have against my mother?
Oh, nothing much, except she kept using my hair tonic on her mustache.
Oh, you're always picking on Mother.
What do you mean? Wasn't yesterday your birthday, and didn't I give her a watch?
Yes.
Made a nice booby trap, didn't it? And now here's the old couple getting a divorce. Take it, Stan, boy. Gosh, Ma, why are you divorcing me?
Well, we've been married 50 years, and you ain't never kissed me.
Well, I told you I was bashful.
But you ain't never held my hand yet. Gee, ain't you had no experience?
Nope, I was brought up in a one-horse town. Some other fellow owned the horse.
Well, I don't care. I'm going to get a divorce and start living. I'm going to sing and dance and stay out late nights. Yep, yep. I'm going to cook with gas.
Yeah, you're through cooking. You're ready for basting.
Quiet now. You're quiet or I'll tighten your suspenders and you won't be able to get your feet back on the ground.
Oh, but Ma, you can't get a divorce. I ain't never run around with other women.
Don't make no difference. I'm naming your heating pad as correspondent. Yeah. And besides, you're a wrinkled old cuss.
Look who's talking about wrinkles. You got more slit trenches on your kisser than Mrs. Pruneface.
Now, you get a divorce if you want to, but you come running back to me before 2 hours has passed.
What makes you think I'll come running back in 2 hours?
Well, you know yourself you can't go no longer than that unburped. Pa, you changed. Whatever happened to all your get up and go?
Oh, it got up and went. I gotta admit, I ain't been able to pucker no good since I lost my teeth.
Yeah, it used to be. When I wanted a kiss, I'd snuggle up close and whisper, "Press your lips close to mine, darling." Now I gotta grab your ear trumpet.
Come on, Jane, hold it now.
And yell, "Slap the app to me, Pap." You're too old for romance, Robert. You can't even pucker your lips.
I can't pucker my lips? Well, watch.
Gosh, your lips are puckered.
Yep, now pull my face out of the vacuum cleaner. And now here's Jane Wyman. Buddy.
I broke my watch the other night. I broke my watch 'cause I wound it too tight. I broke my watch round 8:45. So I took it to the corner to a friend of mine. Well, I don't know how he does it, but he does it. I don't know how he does it, but he does it. I don't know how he does it, but he does it. The fuddy-duddy watchmaker at the jewelry store. I don't know how he does it, but he does it. I don't know how he does it, but he does it. I don't know how he does it, but he does it. He's got it on the beam steadier than ever before. Oh, look at the old man go. Now he's 103, and that's no lie. Oh, look at the old man go. When he lifts that glass up to his eye, well, I don't know how he does it, but he does it. I don't know how he does it, but he does it. I don't know how he does it, but he does it. The fuddy-duddy watchmaker at the jewelry store. He fixed my watch, he fixed it quick, and pretty soon he was making it tick. He made it tick with a beautiful beat. And I watched him through that window from outside on the street. Well, I don't know how he does it, but he does it. I don't know how he does it, but he does it. I don't know how he does it, but he does it. The fuddy-duddy watchmaker. Fuddy-duddy at the jewelry store.
Pepsodent, and only Pepsodent, contains Irium. And Pepsodent toothpaste with Irium removes film that makes teeth look dull. It loosens film and floats it away quickly, easily, safely. And when film is gone, Pepsodent toothpaste with Irium brings new brilliance to your teeth, uncovers the natural brightness of your smile. So get a tube of Pepsodent toothpaste with Irium. Remember, Pepsodent toothpaste. Because only Pepsodent contains Irium.
Dear Miriam, sweet Miriam, now she's using Irium. Up and down the street, all the boys tweet, tweet.
Hello.
Dump, smile.
Oh, hello.
Dump, smile.
When Wendell Niles said Pepsodent, that's what he meant.
Tonight, folks, Bob Hope is in Nevada. Bob Hope's reputation is well known here in Nevada, so when he arrives in Las Vegas, the mayor greets him on the steps of the city hall.
Mr. Hope, I want you to feel right at home here.
Thank you, Mayor.
So I'm presenting you with a keyhole to the city.
Yes, this has been a wonderful visit for Bob and the cast, and now surfeited from his adventures of the day, Bob goes to his hotel, and he is soon fast asleep.
dreams like a baby.
Mama. Mama. Come on, Mama, lay that pistol down.
Bob sleeps on. He dreams of the days of the Old West.
Betty Grable.
I say he dreams of the Old West.
Betty Grable. Pleasant sort of a rut, isn't it, huh? Gee, I wish I could get back to those wild and woolly days.
I'll take you back. I'm the spirit of the future.
I don't want the spirit of the future. Where's the spirit of the past?
He's out looking for spirits of the present.
Bob dreams on. He sees the rip-roaring Las Vegas of yesteryear. It was really tough. Cattle rustlers, outlaws, killers. The town was so tough, even the hotels had cannon towels.
Yeah. Hey, yippee! Yippee! Yippee!
Yes, it was a lawless town then. It needed cleaning up. Bob dreams he is the two-fisted editor of the Las Vegas Bugle. And with the one he's got, we're weeded out him.
I'll clean up this town. I'm a real newspaperman. I got printer's ink in my veins. Well, get me a blotter. We've got to get out the Sunday morning edition. Start the paper through the press.
Okay, Chief. What was that?
Buck Rogers. He'll never learn to keep his head down.
Chief, we need news.
We'll get some. I got Professor Colonna working as a reporter for us. He's the biggest ace in the business. Las Vegas. Las Vegas bladder.
Hello. Hello, Hope. This has never been scoop, hot, flash, late, bulleted, up to the minute, on the spot. Colonna reporting.
Yes, Colonna.
What's new?
Colonna, there's been another bank holdup, and the bandits took $2,000 from the teller's drawers. What do you make of it?
That's no place for a man to hide money. But I'll get the story, Hope. I just followed those holdup men into a burlesque show.
Colonna, fine reporter you are in a burlesque show. You're supposed to be out getting some bare facts.
Well... but never mind that, Hope. I got a great story. I'm down at the railroad station, and there's some guy running off with the mayor's wife.
Professor, this is a family newspaper. We can't print anything about a guy running off with the mayor's wife.
Can't?
No.
Okay, honey, guess we can buy the tickets now.
Colonna, I've been getting complaints about you all day. You were seen peeking in the bedroom window of the Murphy Ranch, and 10 miles down the road, another ranch. Have you any explanation, Colonna?
Oh, I just got a fast horse, that's all.
Colonna, you're following in the footsteps of an idiot.
Well, lead on. But I'll get on the story of those bank robbers, Hope.
Colonna, I know where the crooks are. Meet me at the 8-Ball Saloon. I'm going there now. Hurry! Well! Hello, fellas. Well, this is the famous 8-Ball Saloon. Gee, what a short floor show. Well, it's Vera Vay. Yeah. Miss Vague, why are you down here in this rough saloon?
Well, I'm the sheriff, Mr. Hope. Didn't you see the star on my ankle?
Yeah, well, what's it doing on your ankle? Nobody looks there.
Is this your first trip to Las Vegas, Bob?
So you're the sheriff, Miss Vague. Have you pinched anybody today?
Well, not in the line of duty, no. Oh, shame on me. I wonder why I have so much fun.
Well, perhaps you know more in this childhood.
Oh, you dear boy, you. Why don't you go into the bar and have a head put on you? I don't care. I like being sheriff, Mr.
Yeah, but
Hope.
Miss Vague, if you're a sheriff, you have to spend all of your time hunting for dangerous men.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, do you just think I chase men and get paid for it, too?
Say, Say, but those guns on your hips, what are they, 44s?
I should say not. They're not an inch over 30. Oh, you mean the guns! But just the same, I can get men without using guns.
Yeah, well, I'm from Missouri.
Well, don't be ashamed of it. Some of the best mules in the country come from there.
Miss Vague, what do you do with the desperate criminals you catch?
Well, I lock them in my apartment, of course.
Your apartment, Miss Vague. Why don't you put them in jail?
Slow-witted son of a gun, isn't he?
Well, Miss Vague, if you're the sheriff, why are you spending the whole evening hanging around this saloon?
Well, you see, I thought I'd catch my boyfriend, Waldo. This is on his route. I'm so worried about Waldo, Mr. Hope. He inherited his father's weakness for drinking.
Oh, he's a chip off the old block?
No, a stave off the old barrel. But I don't care. Things are improving. He's only drinking half as much as he used to.
Half as much?
Yes. Cut out the chasers.
Well, tell me, Miss Vague, where does Waldo spend most of his time?
Around the headquarters for G-Men.
Headquarters for G-Men?
Yes, poor fellow. He thinks the FBI sign means free beer inside.
Hello, Las Vegas Bugle.
Say, Hope. Hot news. The big movie star, Gloria Oomph, just got in town. She's up here in the commercial hotel. Room 318. I'm right outside her door now.
You're not peeking through the keyhole, are you, Clona?
Oh, no, Hope. It ain't my turn.
Clona, I thought you were going to meet me here at the 8-Ball Saloon and help me catch the crooks.
I'm coming, Hope, but my horse is running away. Whoa! 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 Now we're coming to a big hill. This will slow him down. What do you know? He shifted gears.
Is Professor Colonna on his way here, Mr. Hope?
Yes, he's coming like the wind. He's taking the Las Vegas bus. Yes, sir. That's a local joke.
That's all right, Mr. Hope. So are you. Goodness, I wonder when the outlaw's coming.
All right, everybody, reach.
Reach for what?
Don't confuse me, I'm a new man.
So, Colonna, you're the crook who shot the cashier and stole the money. How could you be so disgusting? How could you be so abominable? How so despicable?
Well, I studied nights.
Colonna, do you have any scruples?
What would I be doing with Russian money? All right, Hope, I'll admit it. I'm really that famous outlaw, the rattlesnake of the West.
What's a rattlesnake?
You know, the kind with a tail gunner.
I'm the sheriff, Professor. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll shoot it out, and I'll shoot first. Ooh, my gun jammed.
Look, Colonna, only a dirty coward would shoot an unarmed woman.
Well, here goes.
Didn't hurt a bit.
Perhaps I'm not standing close enough.
Didn't even feel it.
Oh, no? I'll use my elephant gun. I'll unpack her trunk. Now. Now, don't move. Well built, old thing, isn't she?
These aerial gunners? Thank you, aerial gunners. You know, in the old days, the covered wagons lumbered across Nevada, and Dad held the reins, and Mother and Baby crouched inside, and sitting up front in the buckboard and hanging out the tailgate were a couple of youngsters with long-tom rifles and double-barrel shotguns. And they shot straight, and they weren't afraid of anything. 100 years have gone by, and the old wagon trails have sprouted wings, and the same kind of kids are riding new trails through the skies, from England across the Channel to Berlin, from Sicily across the Straits to Italy, from South Pacific bases to Rabaul. The buckboard is the sun-kissed nose of a B-17, and the tailgate is the rear compartment of a B-24, where a guy on both knees is throwing 50-caliber deaths at Zeros and Messerschmitts.
They call this guy the aerial gunner, but when the big forts go out, this gunner is a destroyer protecting a human convoy. And he's a wall of hot lead between enemy planes and his buddies inside his ship. When those 1,000-plane raids take off, it's up to the gunner to punch the return portion of their round-trip ticket. Yes, sir, these gunners are the boys that keep flying high, so our flag will always be waving high. Good night.
Since the War Department does not endorse any product, this broadcast is not intended as a Pepsodent endorsement. This broadcast came to you from Las Vegas, Nevada. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
KFI Los Angeles. Don't miss the Laugh-A-Minute love story.
Jane Wyman, an American actress, singer, and dancer, was born Sarah Jane Mayfield in 1917. Her father died when she was only 5, and she led an unhappy childhood. By the time she was 15, she made her way out to Hollywood and began getting bit roles in movies. By 1938, she was starring in B-films like Brother Rat, where she starred with Ronald Reagan, whom she married in 1940. She worked her way into A-films and achieved stardom and a Best Actress Oscar for her role in the 1948 film Johnny Belinda. In the 1950s, she had more hit movies and moved into television with the Jane Wyman Theater. In 1949, she divorced Ronald Reagan, claiming, of all things, that he was too liberal. Well, remember, he started out as a Democrat, and she was always a lifelong Republican. Well, once Reagan's politics moved to the right, she ended up voting for him twice for president. Now, the 1960s were not kind to Jane, and she went into a semi-retirement. Then, in 1981, just after her ex-husband became president, she was offered the role of Angela Channing in the primetime soap opera Falcon Crest, which catapulted her back into the spotlight. When she finally retired in 1990, Wyman had starred in 83 movies and 2 successful TV series, and was nominated for an Academy Award 4 times, winning once. Jane Wyman died in her sleep in 2007. She was 90 years old. Please send your questions and comments to host@classiccomedyotr.com. Come back next Wednesday for another episode of The Pepsodent Show starring Bob Hope, and check in on Friday for the next installment of The Life of Riley. Until we meet again, in the words of Clint Eastwood, they say marriages are made in heaven, but so is thunder and lightning.